and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 17th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, Boston, 1706, moved to Philadelphia later. Got into the printing business, then retired from it, 1749, and turned his attention to science and inventions. He'd already invented his heat-efficient stove, called the Franklin stove, and he'd established the first fire company, come up with the idea of fire insurance. Because he was tired of taking off and putting on a different set of reading glasses, Franklin made the first bifocals. He invented swim fins and the glass harmonica, the odometer, the lightning rod, and a tool called a long arm, a long wooden pole with a grasping claw at the end so he could reach the books on the top shelf. It's the birthday of Anne Bronte, born in Yorkshire, 1820, the third Bronte sister, more religious-minded, more self-effacing than Charlotte or Emily. But a writer, as they were, and though Emily's Wuthering Heights and Charlotte's Jane Eyre overshadowed Anne's work, her second novel, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, introduced a heroine, Helen Huntingdon, who left her husband and supported herself and her young son while living in hiding, which was quite adventurous back in 1848. It's the birthday of Robert Cormier, born in Leominster, Massachusetts, 1928, whose best-selling book, The Chocolate War, was one of the most banned books in libraries and schools in the 1990s. And today is the birthday of William Stafford, the poet, born in Hutchinson, Kansas, 1914. He was a conscientious objector during the Second World War, interned as a pacifist in civilian public service camps in Arkansas, California, fighting fires, building roads. After the war, he moved to Oregon to teach at Lewis and Clark College. His first major collection of poems, Traveling Through the Dark, was published when Stafford was 48, and it won the National Book Award for Poetry in 1963. He said, "At the moment of writing, the poet does sometimes feel that he is accomplishing an exhilarating, a wonderful, a stupendous job. He glimpses at such times how it might be to overwhelm the universe by rightness, to do something peculiarly difficult to such a perfection that something like a revelation comes. For that instant, conceiving is knowing, the secret life in language reveals the very self of things." William Stafford usually wrote in the early morning with pen and paper, wrote about simple things, wrote about farms and winter and about the West and his parents. About his own work, Stafford once said, "I have woven a parachute out of everything broken." Here's a poem by William Stafford on his birthday entitled, "What's in My Journal." Odd things, like a button drawer, mean things, fish hooks, barbs in your hand, but marbles too, a genius for being agreeable, junkyard crucifixes, voluptuous discards, space for knick-knacks and for Alaska, evidence to hang me or to beatify, clues that lead nowhere, that never connected anyway, deliberate obfuscation, the kind that takes genius, chasms in character, loud omissions, mornings that yawn above a new grave, pages you know exist but you can't find them, someone's terribly inevitable life story, maybe mine." William Stafford's poem, "What's in My Journal," from Crossing Unmarked Snow, published by University of Michigan Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.